there are different kinds of this, right?
Yeah, different kinds of beans.
All right. Well, what are some beans that do have to be shelled before you eat them?
Beans. You can get beans that have to be shelled. What kind of beans are dry? You know, a dry bean would have butter beans and peas.
All right. Well, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
You call it salad.
All right. Well, what do you call corn that's just, you shuck it and you cook it and you eat it with your hands?
You cook it and eat it with your hand. I call it boiled corn.
All right. And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and runs along the ground? It's light color, has dark stripes down its back.
Skunk.
Well, it's not
a polecat.
Well, I was talking about something like a squirrel. It's just like a squirrel, and it's that color sort of. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, then what's that animal that you were talking about that's black and has a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Yeah. There's two of them kind of things. There's one a skunk and one is a polecat.
Are they different?
Yeah, they're two different things.
Well, how do they differ?
That's I've seen in the dictionary where it's one called polecat and the other skunk. I don't know about the difference in them.
Okay. Well, what do you call a little animal that's about 2 inches by 6 inches, just a little animal, and hops along the ground, and some of them live in the water and some of them live on the land?
Frog.
And, well, what's the difference in, does a frog live on the land or in the water?
Yeah, some of them live in the water.
What do you call the ones that live in the water?
Bullfrogs.
What about the ones that live on the land?
I call them toad frogs.
Alright. Well, what do you call the smaller kind of animals that just like that, that make a chirping noise?
I can't think.
Well, have you ever heard of any kind that might be around your house after it rains or something?
I can't think. Yeah, I've heard different things, but I can't think now what it is.
Well, what do you call the ordinary worms that you use for bait and fishing?
Earworms.
And what do you call the larger worms that you use for bait? Bigger than the earworms.
Wigglers.
Alright. And what do you call an insect that sends out light and on and off in the summertime so you can...
Lightning bug.
Alright, would you say that again?
Lightning bug.
Alright, and what do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds and lakes?
Peterhawk.
Alright, and what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say that it doesn't sting?
Dirt dog.
And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
And if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you say that the boy, what, his father?
Just like him. Featured like him.
Alright. Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you say that the boy, what, his father?
Just like him right on.
Alright. Now, what would you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Now, if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Country, no. I don't know. I never call nobody not the name behind the back coming to the city.
Okay, well, what would a country person that goes to the town be called behind his back by the
a
city?
A countryman.
A what?
A countryman.
All right. Now,